We were asked if we wanted anything else. Pee-wee asked for and got a pistol in addition to his M16. "You want a pistol?" the armorer asked me. "What for?" I asked. He didn't answer. I didn't want to be close enough to anybody to shoot him with a pistol. "Make sure you keep those M16s clean," he said. "Don't go believing that stuff about how it's going to work no matter what happens to it. You don't clean that piece, Charlie is going to clean your ass." We were assigned a hooch and found bunks. I wondered what had happened to the guys who had had the bunks before we got them, but I sure as hell wasn't going to ask anybody. "Okay, listen up." A soft-voiced lieutenant stuck his head into the tent. His name tag read, "Carol." "I'm your platoon leader. You guys have any problems, you let me know through your squad leader. Anything really heavy, and you can come right to me with it. This is a book platoon. We do everything by the book. You new guys better listen and learn. That way you get to be old guys. Everybody's talking about Hawaii. There's plenty of time to think about getting out of here and getting to Hawaii when we're at the airport on the way out. Until then, keep your mind on your work. That's all, and good luck." The rest of the squad was outside playing volleyball. We unloaded our gear and picked out bunks to lie on. There was gear on some of the other bunks. An M79 grenade launcher lay across one. There were copies of Playboy on another.
"Hey, Johnson, bet you didn't have nothing this good down in Georgia, huh?"
Pee-wee said.
"You really need to die young, don't you?"
Johnson grunted the words out.
"What you doing Georgia anyway?"
Pee-wee said. Johnson got up on one elbow and looked over at him. I thought he was mad, but he just grinned at Pee-wee.
"If the man give me a job back home, I wouldn't be doing this job over here," he said. "Guess you didn't know that, huh?"
They kept at it for a while, Pee-wee agitating until I felt that for him it was just some kind of sport. Find somebody big and mean looking to mess with, and then push your luck. I started writing a letter to Mama. I hadn't written much during basic training, but now I wanted to, and I really wasn't sure why. I started writing about the trip over, remembered that I had already written about that, and started again. The second start was about how I was glad that the war was in Vietnam and not home, but that didn't sound right either. I was looking for things to say, but everything sounded lame.